Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, are you frustrated and confused by the things that men say and do to the point where you just keep running into the same bad relationship issues over and over, but with different men? Are you tired of hearing the same old recycled information from books and people that keep you alone and taken for granted because every man you meet doesn't see enough value in you as a person to want to start a meaningful relationship? Sometimes in life it takes a thief to catch a thief, and in this case you need a man who has the tools to help you ladies understand men better and who can give you an honest assessment to cheat-proof your relationship to get any man to listen and care and to see you more than just sex. Steve is going to give you all the tools and techniques necessary to not only attract the right man, but maintain his interest, develop a relationship, and get him to commit to you in a way that you have never experienced before. Ladies, don't become a page in his sexual history book. It's time to learn how to be his wife. It's time to unlock the man code.
What's going on? Hello out there. I am your host, ladies. The Dean class is in session, what I usually tell my guys. But for our very first show, I want to say hello, ladies. This is going to be on my station as well as the station I'm putting up for Unlock the Man Code for you ladies out there, to kind of give you ladies an idea of what it is going to take to really get a man to be really interested in you. We have a lot of things to cover. We do have our topic. We only have an hour, so I need to go ahead and get into everything right now while we do that. But always remember, ladies, there are going to be do's and don'ts and sayings in this, and there are things that I'm going to need you to understand. And what I always want you women to do is always from this point on is to accept your man at face value. Don't ever try to change him. Admire all the manly things about him and never show indifference, never ridicule him, and never disrespect him. Always recognize his superior strength and his ability to take care of things. Never try to check or challenge his masculinity. Always be a great domestic woman to be, you know, submit, serve, sex, and be quiet. And never let the outside world, meaning your lonely friends, try to tell you how you should run your relationships. And last but not least, I want to say, always see your husband and honor him, or honor your man. Honor his right to not only rule you, but also rule the children. And never, ever stand in the way of his decisions or his law. I want to welcome you to the Man Code. How you ladies doing? This is a show to show you women how to get guys. Because you know what? For a long time, ladies, a lot of you are listening to all these guys out here who are not giving you the proper information where you need to get a man. They're just telling you what you want to hear and not what you need to know. But I've got to keep going because we have so much to cover. So, ladies, what I need you to do in every show, every beginning show, I'm going to give you tidbits on things that are happening in the world of men so that when you buy him his first drink or you take him out to dinner, I want to give you conversation pieces that you can utilize right now to show him after you. Remember, ladies, once you get there and at the dinner, remember, reach over and serve him first. Now, after you serve him with the appetizers and things like that, ladies, there are conversation starters that I want you to have, and I'm going to give those to you right now. Now, every week I'm going to give you new ones, so don't worry. It's not going to always be the same. But my thing is I want to make sure that you show him that you're different from every other woman and that you're going to finally have value, okay? Now, if you want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. This is not a woman bashing show whatsoever. It's just me educating you on how to find that man. One thing I want you to do is what I want to tell you is talk about one thing you can discuss is the Pro Bowl came out. It was on TV on Sunday. So one thing I want you to discuss as far as the Pro Bowl.
We're waiting. We're trying.
I hit the wrong button. What I want you to know as far as the Pro Bowl concerned is that the NFC was winning and the AFC came back. So if you want to know more about the Pro Bowl, ladies, and this is a great conversation piece, make sure you go to NFL.com. They'll tell you everything you need to know. Also on Sunday, ladies, I want to also let you know, let me find it, wrestling news, there were a few things that happened in the Royal Rumble. In case your man loves wrestling, you can discuss a few topics, and I'll give that to you. You can discuss how, let's see here, Bobby Roode maintained his belt, how AJ Styles maintained his belt. Now, there was a woman Royal Rumble, but that really doesn't matter. We don't need to discuss no women stuff. We need to discuss more men stuff. The Usos won their match, okay? And again, ladies, what I'm doing is giving you conversation pieces that you can utilize this weekend with your man, okay? Last but not least, Shinsuke Nakamura won the Royal Rumble, meaning he's going to WrestleMania. And don't worry, ladies, by WrestleMania time, I will guide you on this, but these are things that you need to know. Also, what you need to know, ladies, also, upcoming video games for this weekend. I'm only going to read up to the 30th, but you got a few of them that are coming out. You've got the EA Sports UFC 3 Championship Edition, or you've got the EA UFC 3 Regular Edition, okay? Those are probably the two only big, the two only major video games that are coming out. But if you are looking for something to play or buy him right now that will satisfy him, let me see. It's called Player. I want to make sure I get the name right because I want you to make sure you buy the game. It's not a very expensive game, but it's something that you can do and play with him or sit back and watch him play while you rub his feet, fix him a meal, and tell him how special he is. The game is called, let me see here, I think it's called PUG, Player Battleground Online, I think it's called. I need to pull that up. But again, ladies, I want to make sure that you have all the information that you need so you won't have any issues or problems when it comes to these guys. You'll be able to really impress these guys with the knowledge that you know. Last thing I want to say to you, because we're going to make sure we do this every week. Last thing I want to discuss with you ladies real quick, if I can find it. Here we go. Now this is kind of tricky because when you have the opportunity to go take them out to dinner, it'll be wise. And ladies, it's nothing like taking them out to dinner, paying for the meal. 757, I'll bring you in 1 second. There's nothing like taking them out to dinner, paying them for the meal, and watching a good movie on your dollar. So if you want to take them to a nice movie theater this week, you have shows. Now, I don't want you to see Jumanji. That's too chick flicky for me. So let's look at movies like 12 Strong, maybe The Commuter, Insidious. Even though I didn't like Star Wars, that's one. But the one that I want you to take him to, the one above all of them, is called Den of Thieves. That is a great man movie. Okay, that's a great man movie. And what I want you to make sure you do, ladies, when you take them to the movie, I want to make sure that when you sit them down in the seat and everything and you get up to go buy the popcorn and the juju beads and all the things that he wants to eat, make sure you just rub them on his cheek, tell him you'll be right back, and you go get the popcorn. Make sure you ask him what he wants. Now, he has choices of popcorn, candy, and maybe a slushie. I don't know if your man might be a slushy guy or not, but it's really nice of you to not only take him to go see Den of Thieves, but to also make sure you get up and serve him. Because when you're doing this, ladies, what you're doing is you're showing him that it's not about you. Because remember, ladies, this whole thing is never about you. It will always be about the guy. 757, I'll bring you in 1 second. But that's what I wanted to let you know. And I think I've touched on all the news. And don't forget, Tonight is Monday, so there are programs on right now. There's Monday Night Raw. What I'd like for you to do, if you can DVR it, make sure you DVR it. And the reason why I say this, ladies, is because I want you to have conversation pieces. Now, the Super Bowl is coming up. So if you are married, now this is for the woman that is married or in a relationship. It is your job this weekend to make sure that you ask your husband to find out how many guys are coming over for the Super Bowl party that you're going to handle. You make sure you get the chicken wings, the pizza. You got a lot of running around to do, but find out their favorite beers and drinks and make sure that you hustle as hard as you can to make sure the Super Bowl is great for him. And make sure you greet every guy that you see with kindness. And also make sure once they all come in, you go into the room. Remember, a woman is seen, not heard. And I would say probably every 15 minutes, you come back and check on your husband to see if you need to change out the drinks, add more potato chips, or find out if the guys want something else to eat or hors d'oeuvres that you should be serving on a platter. So make sure you do that for the Super Bowl. Today is the 20th. It's Monday, so you have enough time to get your shopping list together. But ask your man, okay? 757, I got you. 1 second. Make sure you go in there and ask your man or your husband, is it okay if I take care of the party? Tell them you got everything covered. Let them find out the count of people, okay? And think of it like maybe 3 beers per person. So find out the count. Find out their favorite beer. Make sure you do the hors d'oeuvres. Make sure you get the dips. Make sure you get the pizza. Make sure you get the wings. And make sure you go in the room after that and come out every 15 minutes and serve them. And make sure when they leave, you come out and thank them for their time. Give them a handshake, no hugs, and let them be on their way, okay? So I just wanted to pose that to you. And also, if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. But I am here on the Woman's Show for this hour to make sure that the women understand that I am here to make sure that these women do everything you're supposed to do. So every show we're going to do on Monday, I'm going to take a moment and update you on what you need to know for the dates, the movies that you need to take them out to, the things that you need to buy and do for him to make him find and see value and worth in you. But let me go ahead and take the first caller, and we will continue because our discussion today is that you don't understand men, and I got you covered. Area code 757, did you have a question or comment, sir? Or ma'am?
I don't know who that was. Is this?
Yeah, what's Rick up, 757? What's good with you? What's
Rick
up, man?
You know, man? It's me, Big Homie. Yes, sir. Just cooling, man. Nothing major, man. Just calling in, man. Just letting you know, man. Relate to the younger hoes in the chat, Steve. You see what I'm talking about?
I am relating. And again, this is not a woman bashing show. This is me educating them. But I'm relate to them, big dog. I got you. Yeah, I got you, fam. Yeah, I'm gonna do everything I can to relate to all women across the board, big dog. This is the 18-year-old woman that's starting college from the 65 or 70-year-old woman who doesn't have any men and have a bunch of kitty cats. So I'm going to relate to them all across the board. This is a universal thing, big dog. But
absolutely.
What I'd like for you to do and any other guy out there to educate them more, if there's anything that I missed that as far as them this weekend that I missed, please let me know and say it now. Because I think I covered wrestling. I think I covered the video games. I think I covered the movies. I think I covered the sports. And, oh, the TV shows. Damn, I forgot about TV shows.
That's what I was about to say.
Make sure you watch The Shy, ladies. That's a good program to have a good conversational piece with your man. But 757, do you have anything that you feel that I missed that we can educate these women on, sir?
OG, I just want to let you know, I got in a little bit late, so I didn't hear the beginning. So excuse me. Excuse the chat.
No.
But I just wanted, you know what I mean? On behalf of the chat room, because you know we still got the homies in here. We still got the OGs in there. So we still got to look out for them too.
And what is good about this, and that's why I want the ladies to know that that it's not me saying it. Look, I want them to look at the chat room and see how the men are agreeing, because what I'm trying to show them is that they got to do the work for the men. And I'm trying to show them that if these men agree on what I'm saying, ladies, then this is what you need to know. I'm trying to tell you. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, as far as the younger females and whatnot, and the younger men in the chat, I don't think, you know, we ain't worried about too much wrestling right now, Steve, unless it's in the bed. You know?
Here's the thing, Big Dog. We have to understand there are wrestling fans out there. There are guys that love video games, there are guys that love signing. We're gonna talk about that today. But what I'm trying to cover is all men. I'm not trying to just whittle it down to just certain groups. I'm trying to whittle it down to giving them options as far as talking about football, talking about sports, talking about wrestling. Talking about anything that deals with men. So
absolutely.
I'm just giving them options.
Absolutely.
So that's all I'm doing. I'm not saying that every man loves wrestling, but there's some guys that love wrestling, just like the guys love video games. So I also told them video games that's out to buy for their men. And like you said, when you were listening, the Super Bowl party, that's coming up. So what she's got to do is she's got to get with her man and get a list of piece of paper and a pencil, and she's got to ask him how many people they're going, how many people are coming, how much food she's got to cook and serve. She's got to go in the room and be quiet, come out every 15 minutes to check on her man, and greet the people when they leave. I mean, this is how it should be. Am I wrong here?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so I just want to, again, this is not definitely not a woman bashing show. This is truly a show to educate women, because there are too many guys out there right now not educating women enough on men, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. But I'll throw you back in the Q757. But if you got a question, press one.
All I was saying was, just try to make sure we reach out to the younger,
All right, but here's the thing, Big Dog. A lot of young men play video games. A lot of young men still watch wrestling.
Hear me out,
Big Dog. What I'm saying is that I'm talking to every woman from the age of 18 to 70 fucking years old. I'm covering it all. I'm covering every base. Every base.
Yeah,
every base. Okay?
Yeah. My main thing was, I know we're doing it for the rebroadcast and all that too. But I was just looking at my guys in the chat, you know what I mean? And I just know the demographic, you know what I mean? That you know, they talking about 70 laughing my ass off. But now I was just looking at my guys in the chat, man, just, you know what I mean? And I know that they focus is dealing with a younger, you know what I mean, female, so try to, you know what I mean? Don't forget about.
But here's the thing, and like I said before, what I'm saying, if anybody feels that I'm saying anything wrong, they'll call in and correct me. But I think what I'm doing right now is making sure that when these women meet you and buy you a drink, they have conversation pieces. When they take you out to dinner and serve you, they have conversation pieces. When they take you out to the movie and sit you down and go get the popcorn and buy the drinks and stuff for you, they'll come back. And then when they go to when they have a Super Bowl party with you, that they take care of things. So I'm covering all the bases depending on the woman. So I got everything covered, dog. I got it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. OG, I'm not disrespecting no part of what you got going on right now. I'm laughing at the Jamaican pepper talking about I'm 40 player, but you still want a 20-year-old bitch. So That's all. All right. I'm
okay. All right. Wait. Okay. I got to put you. I got to keep going to the show, but I'll put you back in the queue, fam. But if you have a question, press one again. Much love to you, 757. Much love to you. But again, this is for women. Again, I don't mind the guys calling in and saying something, but this show is strictly for me to help women. Now, let me explain something to you ladies, okay? Now, understand this, and this is going to be the foundation and understanding, and this is where everybody goes wrong, but this show is going to go right. Every guy that you listen to, from the Steve Harveys of the world and the Derek Jacksons of the world, ladies, have been giving you wrong information. They have always made it about you and not the guy. And the biggest problem that you women have today is that you know you, but the problem is you don't know men. You may know you, I say it again, but you don't understand men and how they work and how they operate. And in order for you to be worthy of his last name and worthy of his ring, is that you must learn and know the information. Let me give you an example. Now, my road dog, O'Shea Duke Jackson, my dog is going in the medical field, okay? Now, let me give you an example. He cannot just go to a hospital and say, I want to be a doctor, and just go in there and start operating on people. It doesn't work that way, ladies. The way it works is this simple. O'Shea is studying what he needs to learn so he can be hired on by someone based off his knowledge and his skills. And that's the problem that we're having today, ladies, when it comes to the information that you are getting from these guys. These guys are making you feel good by giving you soft lies and not telling you the hard truth. And that's what this show is for. That's what I'm here for this hour to do, is to discuss men. Because in order for you to understand men, you must understand this. And it is definitely something that I always tell my male clients, but I will also tell you. The way that you should see men, okay? The way you should see them is like what I always say, music, okay, ladies? Because every man has different things that they like. They have certain things that we call hobbies. And it is your job to know everything you possibly can about men. But in order to do that, ladies, you must push aside your ego. You must push aside your selfishness to be able to learn about men. Because these men are great kings. But in order to be with a great man, you must be an equal or better type lady. I didn't say woman, I said lady. Because only a lady is qualified enough to be with a great man. And unfortunately for a lot of you women out there, you don't know how to be a lady, because being a lady knows her man, or knows what her man wants and needs, and not only can provide those things, ladies, but go beyond that, because you must protect those things. Now, again, we will later on do some side chick 101, where you're going to have to sometimes accept the side chick, but we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about you understanding men, because for a lot of you women out there, you just don't understand how things are, or how things should be right now. Unfortunately, the reason why a lot of you are single, the reason why a lot of you cannot find a good man, is because of the information that you have been given is wrong. All of these guys have been doing the worst thing ever, and that is making it about you. And it is not about you. It is about the man. And that's what we're trying to get you to understand, that men love to be what I call laid back. They like what they like, and they do what they do. And like I told you before early on in the show, and this is very important here, is always honor your man or your husband. Honor the fact that what he likes is what he likes, and you should not ever change him. Always accept him for face value. Never try to change him, and admire the things about him. Admire what separates him from all the other men, because remember, ladies, it's not about you. You have no wing in this fight. What we are trying to get you to do is become wife worthy, so you don't get used, abused, and thrown away like yesterday's trash. That's what we're here to do. But what I want to tell you today on the show is I want to tell you things that men like. You got to understand something, ladies. Men come in all shapes and sizes. They have different personalities and things like that. Some of them are tough as far as alpha males, and some of them are not so tough. But it still doesn't mean just because they're not so tough, it doesn't mean you cannot treat him like he is the man of the house. But regardless of if he's tough or if he's not tough, I have to let you understand, because I want you to begin to write these things down. Get your little notebook out and begin to write these things down, because we need to start getting you to understand men more. Understand right now that men like different things, and I'm going to tell you. And listen, the reason I'm telling you this is because I not only want you to know this, what your homework assignment is going to be is to get off the couch, okay? Oh, and I'm sorry, I forgot to mention. Also, ladies, workout 101. What we want you to do is make sure you work out every day for at least 30 minutes. That means you can turn on your soap operas or your TV shows and just either walk, move around, do stomach crunches or anything like that. Because if you're going to be with a great man, you got to be good eye candy. And we know how men feel about women who are not eye candy. So we want to make sure that you ladies know exactly the things you have to do. But remember, work out, okay? Make sure when your man comes home, fix your face, clean yourself up. If there are kids around, make sure you have them in order. No man wants to come home to a loud house. So make sure you have the kids in order. Make sure you have the grades and all the information that you need to discuss. Now remember, if you are having a bad day, because you're allowed to have bad days, ladies, I'm not the bad guy. But what I'm saying to you, if you are having a bad day, ladies, never bring up your bad day or never show your man you're having a bad day. Wait until he talks to you and asks you about your day. Never bring it up. The reason why is because your man has just came out of the war, just came off a battle. He's coming home. What I want you to do as soon as he gets home, I want you to get a nice hot bowl and a warm towel, give him a nice facial, a back rub, have his drink, take off his shoes, and ask him about his day. And after he gets done telling you about his day, then you can ask him or bring up your day. But remember, he comes first. Now, if y'all want to call in, y'all know the number, 515-605-9373 is the number. Press one if you want to chime in on this or not, but this is just an hour show to guide you women. This is not a women bashing site. We're not here. I will not allow these men to come on the show and bash you, ladies. All I am doing is giving you the proper tools that you need to marry these great men in here. Very important to do. This is very important for you ladies to do. Now, let me see here real quick. Area code 203, are you just listening or did you have a question or comment? Okay, just listening. I'll put you back in. Press one if you have a question. Now, let me continue to tell you about men. Now, this is what I want. Now, this is very important, ladies. You got to understand. Men love doing activities. One thing men do not like doing, they don't want to watch chick flicks. They don't want to sit around and watch boring, do-it-yourself shows or TV shows that you like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and things. No, we don't like that stuff. But we'll talk more about that in the coming, you know, shows and stuff. But I need to let you know that men have this thing called hobbies. And it is right here where you can separate yourself, because a lot of men like different things. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a list of different things. I'll touch on a few here and there. But what I'm saying to you is that men, the thing that most men love to do beyond anything is they love barbecuing, grilling, and sometime maybe smoking a good cigar. Some guys may like to smoke weed. I'm not here to judge. I'm just letting you know. Every guy has different things they like to do, but we got to start in the beginning. Barbecuing, grilling, and sometimes they like to have a leisure drink or a cigarette, a cigar, or that motherfucking, that kush. They might like some of that stuff. But what I'm saying for you is that if you know they like to barbecue, then what you need to do is you too might have to get up off the couch and learn how to barbecue and grill. Because if you can have a man come over to your place and you're barbecuing and grilling and getting everything together, and you know he has a favorite cigar or he has a favorite, some that sticky icky that you'll have it rolled up for him or a cigar right there for him. And you do that. What I'm trying to tell you, ladies, is that you have just moved up past every woman. But you have to understand something. The thing about barbecuing that you have to understand is that it requires, it's a patient skill, okay? Barbecuing isn't just throwing something on the stove. And this is why I'd rather you know this now. Because for Valentine's Day, I think in some areas, they've got steaks in the shape of hearts. And instead of you going out, I mean, we don't want you to be selfish, so selfish of you. And the last thing we want you to do is think that you deserve chocolates and flowers and all that other stuff when you haven't done anything. So we want to make sure, and don't worry, we'll do our Valentine's thing for you ladies to make sure that you buy him his steak or you take him out to dinner. Or what you do is you find that sucker. Now, I know you ladies have one, so don't lie to Uncle Dean. I know you ladies got this sucker. You got a bunch of men. So what I need you to start doing, and write this down, this is very important for the upcoming weeks. What I need you to do is call that sucker up that's going to drive you around. Have him go to Victoria's Secrets, and you go start finding the lingerie and things for your man for Valentine's Day. And use that guy. Let him hold your purse. You go ahead and find that lingerie for your man, because we're going to do something different for Valentine's Day, something that you've never done before, and that is make it about him, to appreciate him for being there for you, appreciate him for him spending his time on you, because a king's time is the most precious thing in the world, ladies, and you've got to thank him for that. Now, no, I'm not saying wash it. Now, look, we're not at the stage where you have to wash his feet with your hair. Don't worry. I don't want to shock you, women. Don't worry, you don't have to do that right now. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying. Now, when barbecuing is a skill, okay, it is a skill and it takes creativity, okay? Now, what you got to understand is that men love ribs. They love steak, okay? These are things men love to do, barbecue, grill, and smoke. Another thing they love, because men love sports, they love to watch sports on TV, ladies. Now, the football season's already almost over with. We already discussed football. Basketball is still going on. The golf is around the corner. There are things that all different kind of guys like. You just got to find the guy and find out what he likes and then to be able to be okay. Well, you know what? I got to learn my man. Now, one thing I would recommend. Now, ladies, if you have a house, not an apartment, what I would recommend you doing is I want you to go out and buy a pool table, not too expensive, only a couple of thousand. You can get a pool table. Let me, because I care about you ladies. Let me look that up, because I think you can find one really cheap. Hold on. I'm looking at Amazon right now, and let me tell you right now, ladies, for $399, you can move away. I want you to get rid of all that girly stuff. What I want you to do is now if you have a house, find an area, either put it in the garage or somewhere where you have a pool table, okay? Because the thing I want you to show your man is that, you know what, we need to start training you to start creating man caves right now so you can show your man that, you know what, hey, I'm the kind of woman that doesn't mind my man having a man cave. And I promise you, ladies, If you bring him over and you serve him dinner or you're grilling, have his drink, have his steak, have his cigar, cigarette, or that kush, whatever it is, right? And you have a pool table in the motherfucking garage. Now, ladies, I would tell you to put some posters of sexy women around. Now, I'm not going to push that issue because I know this is too much for you right now, so I'm not going to really push the issue. But one thing you're going to need to put around the garage are sexy women, because men love looking at sexy things. But what I'm trying to tell you, ladies, is this, is that when a man comes in and over there and sees that you have a garage, that you have the posters, that you are a laid-back chick, that you are different from everybody else, I'm telling you, ladies, and it's only $399 for a pool table. That is something that you need in your house. Another thing you're going to need in your house. Now, again, usually you can choose. Matter of fact, allow me to ask the chat room of what the choice is going to be. I'm going to ask the chat room. Chat room, I need to ask you a question, okay? What I need to ask you, chat room, give me a 1 for Xbox or 2 for PlayStation. What should she have in the room? Do you want her to have the Xbox in the room or the PlayStation? Give me a 1 or 2. Because I'm going to let the guys decide on what you should have in your house. Because as long as you have this in your house, this is what guys want. Okay, just let me know. Xbox, no Nintendos. It's either going to be PlayStation or Xbox. Which one? PlayStation or Xbox? Well, again, I don't want her to spend too much money. She's already spending $400 on a pool table. So we don't want to go over budget. So we've got the pool table. You just got to give me one. PlayStation. Come on, we can't do both. PlayStation or Xbox, gentlemen. I just want to know because what we got to make sure of is that not only let me tell you what's good about the PlayStation and Xbox. Well, I'm really an Xbox guy, but let me tell you what's great. What you ladies don't know, this is a win-win because what did I ask you to do every day for 30 minutes? is to work out. And the beautiful thing about the Xbox, and I'm not sure about the PlayStation, I have one, but I haven't checked the app, is that the Xbox has workout routines that you can do, and you can download Netflix. And on top of that, you can download Kodi. That means you can watch movies from the comfort of your home with your man while you're serving him. This is a great thing, ladies. I think this is awesome. So it looks like I'm getting ones and twos, PlayStation 4s, Xbox. Well, ladies, look, I'm going to let you figure it out. You got to figure out if your man is an Xbox man or is he a PlayStation man. Now let's get it set. Now we already got a few things already. Now one thing I would say you do, okay? Now, you don't necessarily have to do this, but you know men love TVs. I know it is not an important thing for you, but it would be nice if you – okay, listen. Now, I know you have guys out there, ladies, and then we're going to be honest. This is the true circle for us, ladies. We're around the true circle. Now, I know you have guys you use for money and gifts and things like that. So what I would like for you to do with that money that you get from those suckers is I would like for you to maybe go to Best Buy and get a nice 65-inch flat-screen TV with 4K contrast. Now, ladies, wait a second. Don't wait. Listen, ladies. You got to hear me out. All I'm trying to do, ladies, is show you how you can get worth and value. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is that one thing I want to make sure that you do is that, listen, ladies, we all know that you have guys that you get free meals from. You got guys that pay your rent. We know you got guys for everything. But what I'm saying is if you're ready to hook a real man, what I need you to do is take the money from the suckers, and what I need you to do is buy a nice – it doesn't have to be 65-inch. Well, let me ask my guys because my guys know more than I. Guys, do you want 55-inch TV or 65-inch? I mean, what would you like, guys? Let me know, 55-inch or 65-inch. What would you prefer to play your Xbox. Well, you know, because she's going to have an Xbox or PlayStation attached to it. So would you like a 55-inch or a 65-inch, guys? Well, 75 is too expensive. Drew, I understand. That's so expensive. I'm trying to keep it. No, we're freelance. A projector's pretty expensive. Okay, so we're getting – so, ladies, as you can see, if you're looking in the chat room, we're getting 55s and we're getting 65s. See, the thing is, what's great about this show, ladies, is that we're going to keep it interactive with men. That's the beautiful thing about it, is that you get to hear from the men and what they think. And then you can tailor yourself to what these men want. Yeah, well, see, no, not a 32. That's too – a 32's way. Yeah, Nico, a 32 is kind of small. Let's – maybe we'll go – yeah, well, it's going to be a 4K TV. But I was just asking, do we want 55 inches or 65? Now, ladies, let me give you an idea. And again, ladies, you can shop. I'm sure all you ladies shop on Amazon anyway. So let's look at a 55-inch 4K TV. Let's go 55 for right now. Now, ladies, this is awesome. Ladies, listen to this. You can get a Samsung QLED TV. That is a 4K Ultra HD Smart QLED TV for $997. So you're not going too far over. You're not, because think about your budget. You're spending about $300. Now remember, listen, ladies, we know you got money because you buy those expensive purses and those shoes. So we know you have money. So don't act like you're shocked. Now let's be honest. Now, the pool table is going to be $400. The video game system is going to be about $450, $500. And I think you have enough to get this Samsung. It's only $997, ladies. And guess what? You have all those things stacked up. You got the grill. You got his drinks. You have a smile on your face. You work out for 30 minutes a day. You are going to be gold to these guys. Now, let me go and take the caller. Again, guys. This is for women, okay? But this is no female bashing. And if you feel I'm missing anything, please, guys, call in and educate me so we can educate those women together as men. All right, area code 754. Did you have a question or comment, sir, or ma'am?
Yeah, this is your mom from South Florida.
What's good with you, big dog?
Steve, we need to link up one day so I can take you out to get some cinnamon buns, man.
Man, you know I can't eat those no more. You know I can't eat those no more. And you bring back bad memories, man. Anyway, anyway, what's good with you, man? How can we help you today? What's up, man?
Well, man, I got a gang of questions, but obviously I can't ask them all tonight. What I will ask you is this.
No, ask those tomorrow. Ask those tomorrow, but tonight's for women. Tonight's for women.
Okay, Steve. I ain't got nothing for the ladies.
All right, I'll throw you back in. But no, call in tomorrow, ask those questions, and I got you covered. But today, you know, I'm only doing an hour show. I only got about about 17 minutes left. So I want to make sure I educate these women on everything they need to know, just the basics right now. We're just kind of trying to go over the basics of things that they need, because this is the information that Steve Harvey, Derek Jackson, and all these other Matthew Hussey and all these guys are not educating these women. So they need to be educated. And that's what we're doing here. We're trying to educate them so they can get the ring and the last name.
All right. Well, one quick question then. And you can give this information to the ladies. What do you feel is the appropriate amount of time that a woman should wait before she give it up?
Well, okay. Now, I believe she should give it up, but before she gives it up, she must show him that, you know what, that she had. Look, we always say, what is it, a lady in the streets, a whore in the bed type thing. So what I want to say is that, and again, I don't want these ladies just to sleep with every guy they know. They're going to have to vet these guys as well. I'm not trying to make this one-sided, but when she feels that she feels safe and comfortable enough with you, I have no problem with doing it, because you know what? Women love one night stands. Women love two night stands. Women love to have sex. They love to show nude photos and things like that. So I can't necessarily say a time limit on it, But what I can say, they look, within the first week or 2 weeks, you should, and I will use a woman term, you should be already on third base. You should already be kissing him. Oh. You should already be serving him. You should be rubbing his back and all this stuff. But now, I'm not saying for every guy, but I'm just saying that I believe that when you know you have somebody good, you need to show him. Because, again, ladies, you never walk up to a car dealership, look at a car, and say, I want that car. No, you got to let these guys test drive it. Because, ladies, just because you're a good woman outside the bedroom as far as serving him, submitting to him, and being quiet, you got to be just that good also in bed. Meaning that you need to go, and I recommend you ladies this. Matter of fact, you gave me another good idea, 754. Ladies, it's very important this weekend before you serve him his Super Bowl and his friends on Super Bowl Sunday, I recommend either Friday night or Saturday night you go to a strip club and watch the strippers on the pole, because there is nothing like a woman who can rock her body like a stripper. So that is going to be a homework assignment for you ladies. What I want you to do is either you go with your girlfriends or go by yourself, go to a stripper club and watch the women on the pole. Watch how they move and smack and flip that ass. And you got to learn that.
Freak.
Okay? Because that is something that you're going to have to show your man. I'm not saying buy a pole. I'm just saying learn from the strippers. Get a little bit of knowledge from the stripper. And then go ahead, maybe Saturday night, show your man, or Sunday after his friends leave, the things that you learn from the strip club. But 754, I do have another call, so I'll put you in, sir. But thank you for the call, sir. But call in tomorrow with your question, man, okay?
All right, thank you.
Respect, big dog. Okay. Area code 856, did you have a question or comment?
Hey, Dean, what's up, man? It's your moderator. This McCann Cornell.
What's good, big dog?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? I'm just peeping the show, sitting back, kicking it, and watching your show, man. But I got a question, because I watched your show that you did with O'Shea as far as, like, why black men ain't marrying black women and all that. I had a question
as far as
that, because you dropped in gems as far as tonight. Now, as far as that situation, like, should you school a woman in the beginning when you first meet her as far as doing the right things that she needs to do as far as attaining your last name, or should you wait until you officially make her your girl and then trying to, you know, guide her and drop some gems as far as getting her in the right direction, as far as doing the right thing?
Right. Well, okay. Understand this, McCann. When you're meeting and dating a woman, at that point, you're just meeting and dating her. Once you get in a relationship, then she goes on a different pathway towards your name. Only in the relationship.
Right.
But not in the beginning. But that's what this show is about. See, what I want to do is I'm trying to fill that gap in early so you don't have to say much of anything. She is already a seasoned vet. She knows what she needs to do. She knows what she needs to say. She knows when she sees your greatness in the club that, okay, Steve told me I need to smile. I need to look presentable. And I need to walk over there and talk to him. Steve has already equipped me with talking about wrestling, video games, sports, and man movies. I got things to talk about. I'll make everything about him and not about me. I'll buy him a drink. We'll talk. I'll ask for his number. Once I give him his number, I'll text him and let him know I had a great time. And then I will say, you know what? How about Touche Francois, the place where there's valet parking and there's a fucking maitre d'? How about I impress you, bring you to the date? While we are on the date, when they bring the appetizer in, I reach over. No, first, when I see you, I greet you with a hug and a smile and tell you how good your cologne smells, tell you how nice you look, and be ladylike. As soon as you open the door for me, I'll reach inside, open the door for you. Once we get in the car, I'm going to ask you about your day. I'm going to ask you how you're doing. I'm going to ask you what's going on with you. I'm not going to ask you if you're seeing anybody. I'm not going to ask you or talk about things that have no meaning like you, but it's about you. Then once we get there, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to cross my legs and I'm going to stare at you and smile and be in the conversation that we're having. Once they sit us down and they bring the drinks, I will wait for you to order first, or you to point at me and let me or direct me to order. Once you give me the okay, now that's the man's call. If he says, what would you like? I'll make the order. Then once we make the order, they bring the hors d'oeuvres, like I say, the spinach dip or the cheese dip. That's when, once they sit it down, the woman should reach over and grab his saucer, go ahead and put the dip on the saucer, put the chips around there, hand it to him, and sit back and wait for him to give the nod for her to get her food. At that point, once you get that, then you can then discuss what I'm showing you. Where is a barrage of things? You can discuss it this weekend. You can discuss the Royal Rumble if you find out he's a wrestling fan. You can discuss man movies, upcoming video games, things that men like and enjoy. You can even talk about LeBron James if you want to. Find out his favorite basketball team. Why does he like this football team? Who does he want to win in the Super Bowl? Now, tell me, if she's doing all that in the beginning without you saying anything, what would be your thoughts, big dog?
I'm like, man, she's a winner.
Hey, wait. Hold on. Hear that, ladies? Say it one more time. She's what?
That she is a winner. I think I'm on to something.
Exactly. That is what we're trying
straight
to
up.
Tell
straight
you guys.
Up.
And then
basically just trying to teach women to be more in tune with the man,
yes,
as opposed to us being more in tune than them. Basically them getting off their own pedestal, basically.
Right, exactly, because unless you're going after her last name and ring, but the last time I checked, she's going after your last name and ring. So after you have the dinner, let's talk about that. After you have the dinner, she then should surprise you. She say, McCann, guess what? I've got 2 movie tickets to go see that 50 Cent movie. Let's go see it. How about we do something fun? Let's go see it. And then while you're driving, she takes your hand, she kisses it, she touches you to show you that, you know what, I'm not a slut, but I am into you. And then when you get to the movie theater, you sit down. She excuses herself, but first she asks you, that if you're at the theater, what would you like to eat? Would you like popcorn, slushy, a drink? Then she goes to go buy it. She brings it back and serves you again. And then at the end of the night, she walks you and tells you she has a great time. She'll still let you lead. She'll let you lead. She will always let you lead. She'll hold your hand. She'll be in tune with you, but then the date is over, she'll get a hug and wait for you to kiss her. Then after the date is over, she'll chill and set up the next date, which probably, we should say, be at her place, where she can have, guess what? What if you came to a place that had a pool table, that had women, photos of women, on posters of women in scantily clad outfits? She had a 65 or 55-inch TV in the living room with a PlayStation and Xbox where you could play your games. As soon as you got over, she greets you with a hug. She sits you down. She serves you your drink. If you smoke, she'll give you your cigar or your kush, whatever you like, and she'll talk to you. What would you think then?
I would think, like, this woman is in her feminine and is definitely attractive.
That is exactly what I'm trying. That is why I'm trying. Listen, ladies, I'm not saying it. You're hearing it from men. You're not hearing it from me. But if she does that, then she is on her way to be honored by your last name. And like I
said
before,
the thing is, man, she got to be want to do it though, Dean. Like, these women, man, they on that bullshit. They letting this media control them. They found this music. They're calling bad information.
Right, but this is why I'm putting the weapons on the table right now. I'm trying to show her that, you know what, yes, she's got to work out every day for 30 minutes a day because we want eye candy, okay?
Yes, because
I'm telling them.
I want my partner to be in shape.
Exactly, and I'm telling them to accept you at face value and never try to change you or make you compromise. I'm telling them to admire everything about you, no matter if you like to go bird watching, canoeing, camping, or barbecuing, whatever you like, to admire those things about you and that your individuality that makes you the man that you are. Never ridicule you or talk shit about you. Recognize your strength and your abilities. That's what I'm showing. I'm also showing her to really understand your rules and never have any preconceived notions or thoughts of changing who you are. She is never to change you. If anyone needs to change, it's got to be her to fit what you want. And also really honor your right that you rule your domain. And she has to understand this. Even if you come over to her place, you are still head of that place. It is her place. Of course, I don't want you to disrespect her place, but she needs to know that when a man comes over, that he needs to be treated like a man, whether he is in my place, we're outside, or we're at his place. Now, if anything, please correct me. If I'm saying anything wrong, you have the floor to correct me. Am I saying anything wrong here, sir?
No, not at all. It's like it goes back to what Ron Wills was saying. I just watched his video. A woman's power is her being her feminine. And you're saying all the correct things that a woman needs to do in order to get that man's last name. She needs to be in her feminine and not in her masculine. Because a masculinity doesn't turn me on. Femininity turns me on. You know what I'm saying? So you're definitely saying the right stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah. And like I said, ladies, and listen, the last thing, listen, I promise you, ladies, I will not have any guys come on here and bash you. That is not the point of the show. The point of the show is to show you ladies that the information that you have been getting from certain individuals out there are doing more harm to you. Unless you want to be a booty call, listen to the Steve Harveys and the Derek Jacksons of the world. Go ahead. But if you want a honorable man that is going to honor you, then by all means, do what I'm telling you.
Don't wait till you're almost about to hit the wall either to try to make that change. Because us black men are doing our thing. We not going to want you. It's too late.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. And for you older women, you must do that much more. Always remember, ladies, 40 is not the new 20. It's closer to 60. I'm not trying to be mean or rude. I'm just being honest with you. You got more work to do when you're past 30 than you do when you were 18 to 25 or something like that. So, someone asked what the wall is. Okay. Atlanta Angel, what the wall is what every woman hits at when she hits 30. Now, I'm being nice. Sometimes I was fine, but what the wall is basically when you're between the ages of 18 and 25, that is your prime time to find and lock down a husband because your metabolism is going fine. You can eat what you want. You don't really have to work out. You are maintaining a solid body. But the older you get, and no offense, ladies, we're just being honest here, there's this thing out here that is undefeated, and it is called the wall. When you smack into that wall, things begin to change. You begin to get the crow's feet. You get wrinkles. Your metabolism slows down. Your eggs begin to dry up. So what I'm saying to you is that you can't eat like you could at 18 because the food turns into more mush and fat. So that's what we're trying to say here, man. So we just want to make sure, guys, and this is going to be the sign for the guys, when we release this video, you make sure you send this to 5 women you know. Post this on Facebook. Post it in all your groups because there's finally a show. There's no show out there like this today that is giving women the information they need on men. There is nothing out there telling women how men think and what they should do for men. And this is what we're going to do. We are going to work women and make sure that they learn about these great men because what they don't understand, Big Dog McCann, is that there are great men out there. We have 73. I think there's one woman in the queue. Maybe there's some other women in there, but
they just choosing the wrong one. They just choosing the wrong ones, Dean. especially black women. They're choosing the wrong ones. They're giving their all to the wrong ones, and then they be like complaining and shit. Like, that's your choice of choosing the wrong one to deal with or having your kids out of wedlock and all that.
Well, next week we're gonna start discussing a word that is a dangerous word women don't want to hear, and that word is gonna be called accountability. Now, don't get me wrong, ladies, it's not gonna be a bashing show, but we need to discuss accountability, because in order for you to be a great wife and worth their name and their ring, you must be the thing that they never talk to you about. Oprah doesn't talk to you about it. Derek Jackson doesn't talk to you about it. Steve Harvey rarely mentions it. And Dr. Phil will never talk about it. Exactly. All those guys is accountability. That's going to be our word for today. We got to make sure it's accountability. Why? Because it is important to know this. And we're going to talk a little bit about nature. We'll talk more about men, but I'm going to wrap this up because we're on the time. But what I want to say to you ladies is this. Listen, ladies, that we want to end things with our pledge, of course. But we just want – well, I don't even know what we want to do to the pledge today, because I know a lot of women who are going to hear this are so shell-shocked by what we're saying, that it's a different flavor, ladies.
They ain't ready for the pledge yet.
They ain't ready for that yet. Right. So my job, ladies, is to make sure that we begin to give you the tools to understand that everybody, we have 69 great men in our chat room. We're going to have hundreds and thousands of men watching this. So, ladies, I'm telling you, if you do this, all I want you to do, ladies, is ask any man, heterosexual, any man out there, that if I bought a pool table, if I put posters of women on there, I bought that 65-inch screen TV, I got your favorite drink, I rubbed your face, I bought you a dinner, got you a drink, paid for the movie and got popcorn and served you at it, would you want to be with a woman like me? And I guarantee, listen, 99.999. Now, the reason I say 999, because I can't give it 100%, is because you know the cookie cutters, the beta males, the cupcakes are going to disagree with this, because they want to show you that, you know what, you know, a real man should buy dinner. A real man should buy you drinks. A real man should take you out, girl. And all I'm saying is that they are lying to you. That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying, ladies, is make sure you got your homework assignment. On Friday, go to the strip club. On Saturday, now do it today. It's Monday. Make sure that you go and find out what he wants for his Super Bowl party. Make sure you're doing that, okay? That's all I want to say. Now, A65, did you want to say anything else before we wrap this up?
Hey, man, you be dropping these gems, man. These are the type of gems that women need to learn as soon as they turn 18.
Exactly. And let me tell you what's great, ladies, because if you follow this blueprint, ladies, and you have kids, guess what blueprint they are going to follow? So what we're doing is we want to break this cycle that has been created and change everything up. So let me go ahead and put you in real quick, 856 McCann. Thank you, sir. Let me grab this call because I much love to you, man. 757, I'm about to wrap the show up. Did you have a question or anything or a comment?
No, OG, just shouting it out to you, just letting you know. That's what it is, man. Some real shit. I ain't know the show was specifically about ladies, but I was just talking to the chat.
Yeah, no, this but show. Yeah, listen, I'm gonna do one show for an hour for women every week, so I can fight against the D. John Jacksons and the Steve Harveys of the world who have been lying and telling these women lies. It's time that they learn the truth.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just wanted to clear it up with my. brothers in the chat that I've been having disagreement with. But let's get it over with.
No, no doubt, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, there's a title. The title is right there for you. It tells you everything you need to know. That, and next week, ladies, we're going to talk about that dangerous animal called accountability. We got to talk about accountability. So we're going to discuss that next week, ladies. So now remember, ladies, always remember. Now remember, go out, and when you're going out this weekend, buy him a drink. If you have a man, take him out to dinner. Don't forget the Super Bowl party. You serve him, and you go in the room. Don't say anything. Come out every 15 minutes to check on him. Make sure the beer is cold. Make sure there's enough ice in there. Make sure the wings are piled, the nachos are stacked, and do everything you can. And then go back into the room until they leave and greet them on their way. And I promise you, ladies, these guys are going to hype you up so much that they will not have any choice but to, you know what, say, you know what? You get to move up from a booty call to maybe be my girl. That's all I'm saying. All right, 757, I'll throw you back in the queue. Much love. I'll see you tomorrow with your questions, brother. But I just wanted to end this real quick. All right, no doubt. Respect, fam. Remember, ladies, look, the website Unlock the Man Code is not done yet. We're still working on it. But we're going to put this on the sister station, on the YouTube station. We'll upload it there. And we'll make sure we present it on both fronts because we've got to make sure, guys, we got to be better because these women are hurting. So make sure you do your job and pass this video and this show to any woman that you feel needs it. If you're in a relationship group, let these women know that we are finally going to get them the man of their dreams. But first, they've got to be women. All right, guys, well, that's going to be our show. I will see you ladies next Monday. Smile. Be the woman I know. Excuse me, not the woman. Be the lady I know you can be because I know you can be better. And no more listening to Derrick Jackson and no more listening to Steve Harvey and no more Matthew Hussey because those guys are only in it for the ass. I will holler at you later, ladies. Or y'all be, I mean, women. Y'all not ladies yet, but I got you, ladies. We will talk to you on Monday. Cardboard and just cut out the body. And then you can just get some rags and shit and cut out a dress and, you know, just put it on top of her. Let me see here. Yeah, man. Fuck that, man. Fuck that $38. Say, you spend like 10 bucks, man, under $10. Save you some money. Well, no, you get a, okay, let's think about U-Haul. Or U-Haul, or you know, the U-Haul, or no, I know where you go. Go to,
Go right to U-Haul, buy a box.
Or Walmart. Go to behind Walmart, because you remember they always get rid of boxes. You know, Walmart, Sam's. They always throw the boxes out.
Yeah, you're right. Get a box from them for free.
Yeah, just go there. Yeah, hell yeah, get that shit for free. Hold on, let me show you what I'm talking about as far as your hair. Oh, man, this is, oh, dog, look at this, dog. Hold on, look at this shit, dog. Hold on. This is you right here, dog. Look at this shit. Hold on, shit. Let me copy this cake-ass shit. Let me copy this shit. Nah, man, see, man, we trying, man, save you some money. Fuck all that other bullshit. All right, so you could do that. You could do that. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to look like the bitch, but you can print out her face. But that's something simple right there. I mean, it's something simple.
Right.
Like you see, you don't have to make a dress. Look, you make a circle cardboard and some sticks, put her face on there, color a dress, dude. That man, dog, we talking $5, not even $5. Shit, we talking that shit simple. Yeah, hold on. Let me send me the link to that shit. Fuck that, man. Fuck these motherfuckers. Make this shit. Yeah, man. You don't need to send no $38. Then you'll be throwing that shit in the trash. Ain't no use for it. I'm sure Dory ain't going to be playing with the doll afterwards. So. Right. So think about this. Get a. All right, check this out. What you do is you can go to fucking Walmart and get or CVS and get a poster board, right? You make the circle like that, and you put her face in. I mean, it don't have. I mean, it just dress that bitch up. I mean, that's one way right there. That's simple right there. Or let me give you another one. Hold on, let me see here. Yeah, man, you had to make that bitch too special, man. Fuck that. Oh, here you go. This is what you need, dog. I got you right here. Stand up dolls. There you go. Hold on. See, dog, all you gotta do is call your boy Steve, and he got you covered. But you know, I'll be asking.
I was getting frustrated. I said, I think it'll be up,
Steve. I'm trying to solve shit. Yeah, check. Click on that right there. That is what you need right there. Right there. You just. That's it right there.
Hell yeah.
That's it right there. You cut out the.
And then we ain't got put no rags on them. We can just color the bitch.
The color, there you get some crayon. $64, $99, motherfucker. There you go. And just print out her face, and I'll see your printout. Hold on, let me see your printout of the bitch. Smack her face on there, and you good, man. I told you, beat the shit out of her. Have your boy spit on the bitch, and you good, man. Fuck. Hold on, let me pull her up. Hold on, let me give you the final piece. Yeah, man, come on, man. Well, no, you make it. Remember, all you do is cut the cardboard out and cut a piece of cardboard underneath her, and you just put it under the foot.
Yeah, I get you.
And then it just lines up, fam. Come on, I got you, man. Come on. Let me find this old rickety ass bitch. God damn, she rickety. Fuck. Yeah. Hold on, let me see something here. Now, you need to go ahead and start downloading that game and start playing that shit.
Hell yeah. I thought I did that shit when I got home. I got to study and the doze off.
Always